It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. In all the years of Beaver hockey, some players like Joel Otto, Brian Grand, and Matt Reed took the spotlight. But if not for the work of some of the unsung heroes, Beaver hockey wouldn't be what it is today. Tom Serratore led the Beavers to the NCAA Division I hockey tournament for the first time in the 04-05 season. He joined us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The Beavers made their first ever trip to the Division I NCAA tournament in the 04-05 season. Who does he feel was that team's unsung hero?
There's a reason Schulze when you win, and you take a look at your leadership. And I always say, when I say leadership too, it's not necessarily the guys wearing the A or the C. It's also, you know, it's also the core group that's with those guys. And that was a great core group. It really was. And those guys were big-time players, but big-time people. And you hit it on the head. And you take a look even today how, you know, how loyal they are to the program and how much they come back. And, you know, they're still involved with Beaver hockey, and it's a big part of who they are. And you take a look at that group, you know, Murr was the guy, you know, and this is before he was an NHL hockey player, but he had that going for him when he was playing for us. He was just so dedicated of an athlete in the weight room, in the classroom, like a 3.9 student. Just everything he did was just professional, and he was your consummate professional. Cookie was no different. Cookie came in and stayed. He was the first guy to stay every summer to work on his strength, to work on his power, to work on his speed. And John Gee was your definition of passion. And he was a junior at that time, so he was our captain in 2006. But he was like he was this heart and soul kind of guy. He wasn't as talented and he wasn't as skilled as those two, but he was a big player in big moments.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.